Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Kara?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
This is Hunter with Prime Electric.
Oh, hi, Hunter. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Hunter, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And obviously you've used Google in your life, but have you done that search recently for electricians in your area by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So, you know, when you did that search, it shows the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Right.
Okay. Next to that map, there's that list of some of the locals. So you probably saw, like, Dahl Electric or Womack Electric. Do you know those guys at all?
No. Mainly, like, Mr. Electric and Blake Brothers and stuff.
Oh, those, yeah, the big ones at the top. Okay, well, the ones next in the map section, those are the locals, too. That's where we would list you. So now you'd be right there alongside them. You'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well.
And oh, gotcha.
The reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions open up in the geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program Prime Electric in to appear there too, they would stop all of the calls to the area today. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory who offer any of those same services. So just like those guys, you'll always be there. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Right.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions, Hunter. How long have you been in business there as Prime Electric?
Just a month. I just started it this month.
Oh, really? Okay. The electric side of it or the whole Prime Home Services?
Well, the whole Prime Home Services, I started this month. I came from Mr. Electric. Been there forever. They got bought out. But anyways, they got Neighborly. They do like HVAC and electric, right? But everything else is separated. I'm trying to get it all. I got Prime Air and Prime Painting. I'm getting them going as of May, and then Prime Plumbing will be in the fall. It should have showed on my website, Future Endeavors, did it not, as far as Prime Plumbing?
It doesn't say that it's in the future, but it's got them all listed. So it's got electrical, HVAC, plumbing, and painting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Prime Electric, Prime Air, Prime Painting, Prime Plumbing, and then Summit Smart Living.
And they probably changed that, I bet you, because I think what they're doing, they're subcontracting the plumbing out, but letting the customer know up front, hey, we're just subcontracting it out for now. But Prime Air and Prime Painting are a real company, and so is Summit.
Okay, and then you're just Prime Electric, or are you all of those, like Prime Home Services?
I'm all of them, but I oversee all of them as Prime Home Services, but I kind of let them do their own thing. So I do have somebody that's actually over Prime Painting, and I have somebody that's over Prime Air and over Summit. I don't have nobody over Prime Plumbing, obviously, but they're going to be the ones probably reaching out for advertising separately. I'm just going to basically give them the spending money to do that in May when that time comes. It's our phase two of marketing. So right now we're just, you know, in phase one, getting things off the ground.
Okay. And so for now, it's just the Prime Electric, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. And then, so, and you're the sole owner of Prime Electric? Or
yes,
Prime
ma'am.
Electric? Okay. And so your service area,
both.
I know that's the, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just said both. I mean,
oh, both.
Yeah.
Right. Both. Okay. And the service area for Prime Electric, so Scottsboro is the registered home base for you, but how far are you going to be traveling for the electric work?
I'll be going from anywhere from Stevenson, Alabama, all the way to Athens. I won't be going past Athens. As far as, like, south goes, probably as far as, like, Fort Payne, Gunnersville area and like, you know, ARAB and all that. But that's probably as far south as I'll go. I won't go to Coleman or Decatur.
Okay. So, oh, and is it mainly residential electric, or are you doing commercial or industrial, or?
I'm doing both as far as that goes.
Okay. And what about those EV car chargers, the electrical vehicle charging installation? Are you doing those too?
I am.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That's one of the trending keywords now. And for this position, Hunter, well, you see value in all of this, right? Being listed there on Google at that moment, people are searching locally?
Right.
Yes. Okay. So why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today?
Okay.
And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm just grabbing Nadine. She's my director for the area. She's coming over to apply that rate for me. I
Was
will
there any chance? Any chance I can pass you off. Well, actually, it'd be my office secretary that'd be the one that has to take care of this part. She's the one looking into the marketing. Do you care if I just let you talk to her instead?
Oh, sure. Is she there with you now?
She is not. I'm actually working, and I got a customer right here, so I would like to talk to him. Real fast about what's going on. He just came down here to do that. So I'll pass you off to her number, and I'll text her and let her know you're calling her.
Okay.
Her number is 256-520-4550.
4550. And her name?
Brittany.
Brittany, okay. And she's authorized to make all of the final marketing decisions or purchases on behalf of your company?
Correct. She's actually handling all of it anyway, so.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, I'd be happy to give her a call.
I appreciate it. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Thank you, Hunter. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.